Michigan TV stations across the state are running a bunch of ads critical of President Obama and his administration.
Tell President Obama American workers aren't pawns in your political games.
Tell Obama we can't afford his failing energy policies.
He might say,
this is a pretty big government.
It is a big government, but shouldn't someone be in charge?
Tell President Obama you shouldn't use taxpayer dollars for political favors.
The messages of these ads are similar. They have the same sort of look, and as it turns out, that's not all they have in common.
Good morning. Here to look at the political file. I think Jim knows.
One day last week, I joined Rich Robinson with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network inspecting public files at some of those TV stations in Michigan. The FCC requires stations to keep public records of all political ad purchases. Many times, this is the only record of spending by some political groups. As we looked at the paperwork at a Grand Rapids TV station, Robinson noticed a pattern regarding the purchase of the ads.
They're all being done by the same ad agency, so this is clearly a coordinated kind of an effort. One group will run spots for 2 weeks, the next group picks up 2 weeks, the next group picks up 2 weeks. So it's almost like a relay race being run through one ad agency. That's different.
All five of the political groups are politically conservative. Americans for Prosperity, American Future Fund, 60 Plus Association, and American Energy Alliance are all 501c4 nonprofit corporations. They don't have to reveal where they get their money. Also in this mix is a super PAC, Restore Our Future, which is closely aligned with the Mitt Romney campaign. Rich Robinson says this coordinated effort in Michigan adds up.
Millions of dollars have been spent in Michigan characterizing the Obama administration and its policies, and there'll be no accountability for who's behind that. They can say it's the Committee for God and Country or American Future Fund, but that doesn't mean anything if you don't know who's putting the money into that.
So far this year, close to $4 million has been spent on Michigan TV alone. It's just a small part of what's expected to be record-breaking amounts of money in an attempt to influence voters this election year. Kathy Kiley is with the group Sunlight Foundation. That group wants more transparency in campaign finances.
This is something that's fascinating. It's a fascinating new wrinkle, I think, in campaign finance.
Right now, the only way we know about the ad spending is because Michigan Campaign Finance Network and Rich Robinson go from TV station to TV station inspecting the files and sometimes let reporters like me tag along.
And you've discovered it, and thanks to your shoe leather reporting, I think people are going to know something that we wouldn't have known otherwise. So bravo to you.
Kylie says as far as she knows, this kind of coordination of secret money hasn't happened anywhere else in the nation.
I think it's fairly safe to say it's a fairly new phenomenon because super PACs themselves are such a new phenomenon. And we're certainly seeing a surge of independent money like we've never seen before in these races.
And while conservative groups are doing this right now, any advantage by one side of politics is always quickly followed by the other side. This is not about whether it's Republicans or Democrats. This is about the political influence of money and who's buying the ads blaring on the TV in your living room. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.